самое дело для того, чтобы детей, для того, чтобы
welcome back and nice to see you all. So this morning I thought I would comment on a stanza from Guru Puja. The stanza comes from a section about reviewing the path and stages. And now this stanza briefly says, may I see? The first line says, mundane existence is nothing but a prison where it is everything is highly intolerable, unbearable. It is true in that the entirety of samsara is nothing but fraught or nothing but suffering. Life basically is underpinned by causes of suffering. Although suffering, manifest sufferings may not be experienced, felt, but life basically is underpinned by causes of suffering. And unfortunately, the underlying causes of suffering are not seen as something to be overcome. Rather, they are unfortunately cultivated by people who haven't woken up to reality.
In the that new COVID in Nepal, the Nepal COVID, Shiva, one of them are the Tombayina, that did a hard and Mazeva Shambo, or that did son in Dejimind, that in one is the mouth and the Munday, drama Munday, the Jalam Munday, the Mamoni, Sandy Resha, something bonny, that did an only law. A share of Shabu raising the Gavi Satan only, law only. Tanga, on the corn share of the day, as a meadow with Taranos in Gonetting, a deal with the
The second line says, may I overcome the perception that samsara, otherwise painful, as a grove of pleasure or garden of a pleasure. And indeed, if someone has spent time thinking about the true nature of samsara and the life within samsara, it will become apparent in time that there's nothing desirable, nothing enchanting, nothing captivating about samsara. And what is seen as pleasurable is nothing but illusion. An illusion of pleasure is taken to be a real joy and happiness, and therefore people don't realize the true nature of samsara, the true circumstances, and as a result, the need to turn their back on samsara is not felt.
Oh yeah, that's it. Yesterday, the Monday, only Kali Pongal, lowest thing, and probably Moji. And then, that day, you need some money, but you know, you get out of here, it's journey. And it's get out of here, and it's got a, Koyu Terada, Koyu Terandre, and it's got a Jew, Kama, and Pongalese, and that's probably, lots of probably, not in Jesus' day.
The third line of the stanza says, May I hold a treasure of jewels, a treasure of jewels of the three higher training. What this line says, or what this line does is, the line spells out that suffering can be overcome, causes of suffering in samsara can be overcome, underlying causes can be overcome, but with what? And therefore the third line says, may I hold a treasure or treasury of the jewel of three higher training. So three higher training in ethics, higher training in concentration, and higher training in wisdom are the tools, are the means with which one can definitely leave samsara behind. So the last line says, may I be blessed and energized to hold the banner or the banner of liberation. What is this is, you know, the Tibetan way of saying, may I achieve a state of moksha or liberation, or of a highest omniscience. Indeed, if a person carefully, methodically undertakes the practice of three high training, in time, they will reach the state of nirvana. So these four lines reveal the four truths. The first line reveals the truth of suffering. So, if suffering is true, and where is the suffering, and who has the suffering? Suffering is right within, right here in samsara. The second line reveals the truth of origin of suffering. Indeed, we are samsaric beings. We are the inhabitants. The physical world is habitat where beings undergo sufferings invariably. And sufferings are entities, and nothing as entities, they have their specific causes, where do they come from? Sufferings come from causes. And what are the causes of suffering? The causes of suffering lie in the mindset or the perception, seeing everything otherwise underpinned by suffering as pleasurable, as desirable. So, and then developing attraction, becoming enchanted by these, and therefore the underlying cause of suffering are desire, hatred, and then ignorance.
各位他的通过这个你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的
based on desire develops with regard to the process of a conception. Let's say somebody is in the intermediate stage, the world between death and life and death. And beings in the world of intermediate stage are constantly looking for next rebirth. And let's say there is a being who by their karmic propensity is destined to be reborn an animal. So such a consciousness pushed by karmic propensity to be reborn an animal will see the act of copulation of a male and female animal extremely attractive, desirable, pulling, that pulls the consciousness. And driven by attachment and seeing the act of copulation of a male and female animals as highly desirable, is driven to conceive.
That in my life, I have many children. Many do the formal social children. Then a whole senior thing is that many in by na my na years is that I run. So my na shuna years is that Marawa. Years that ten years shuna elpa. Years ma you years elpa shuna gawu muzi ba si. Did years is that aratan
So now it might be somewhat controversial from your perspective, but nevertheless this description goes like this. If one is going to be reborn a human, then when we are reborn a human, we are either born a male or a female, human child. When we are conceived, if one is destined to be reborn a male, while the space to be conceived on either on the left or the right side of the womb, a male child somehow find the right side of the womb highly desirable, highly cozy, if you like, and then goes for it.
Yeah, 그럼 이제 털이 좀 내고 런서 바꿔와 이나 내 투수 챔버다 류다 되게 살다 강가반 양벌레 승리식 그건 니퍼도 된다 이거래 인자 내가 가와 그 대는 같이 대단자 통구열 때 나도 내 쪽이 그래 털이 좀 내고 그런 쪽이 그래
So, I've explained how seeing samsara as a pleasure growth is a very reason why it's a cause, it's a underlying cause of the ensuing effects of a samsaric life. And I've explained that from the point of view of a bhartu being, being in the intermediate world, in intermediate state. And indeed, a bhartu being is somebody who is looking for next rebirth where they would need to go through the intermediary of the intermediate world. And however, when beings are reborn either in hell realm or in the form and the formless realm, we are in the desire realm. When in the desire realm, beings, there are many ways of being born. And anyway, when beings are reborn in hell realm or in the upper tiers of samsara, called form realm and the formless realm, they don't go through the intermediate world. They are born straight, bypassing the need to go through the intermediate existence. Anyway, so a bhartu being is a being who has a psychic power due to the force of the karma. And they don't need, they can travel at incredible speed. If a bhartu being thinks of a distant place, there, by the mere thought of that place, they get there with all its bhartu body and so on. If a bhartu being is going to be reborn in the God realms, in God's realms of the desire realm, so that bhartu being have kind of would have complete physical aspect, entity of a god or goddess of the desire realm, and they, according to Buddhist description, they always tend to move upwards. A being going to be reborn, as a me position, young number the meat, and that was the meat
position.
So, a being who is bound to be reborn, a human, about the being bound to be reborn, a human, also has all human physical attributes. And when they move always naturally. Whereas beings destined to be reborn in the hungry ghost realm and the hell realm, they are slightly charred looking with all aspects of their physical attributes of beings, whereas they are described as moving always downwards. Human beings, human bodies, beings who are bound to be reborn a human, they are somewhat yellowish in color. And those who are born to the reborn gods and goddesses, in the desire realm, they are somewhat pear-colored. So, when a Bardo being descends to the reborn, a human, and would not just one, there would be hundreds of them literally jostling to get into the womb. And all of these would have some kind of immediate relationship with the would-be mother, with their future mother. But who would succeed in this competition is someone who has the strongest karmic link with the future mother. That part of being would find its way in the womb. So Bardo beings have a very short lifespan. Maximum is Bardo being is 49 days. Most of them only live for one human week. A lot of them die just a matter of 2 or 3 days. And so when they die, they come back as a Bardo being until they find next rebirth. So what happens is, suppose a Bardo being looking for a Bardo being couldn't find its immediate next rebirth, its immediate karma determined next rebirth, then dies at death as a Bardo being. However, in the meantime, if someone in the human world related with that Bardo being, for example, let's say it's a guru of that person, or has made some has a powerful practice dedicated to that Bardo being, or let's say some relatives behind in the human world have done a lot of pujas to dedicate it to help the consciousness about the being, then it will change the course. Imagine this human who died not in Bardo being was going to be reborn as an animal, for example, but before they found the next rebirth, they died. In the meantime, somebody back in the human world has done powerful prayers and practices dedicated to them. So when they come back, when that Bardo being comes back to the Bardo world, to the intermediate world, now instead of being reborn, now instead of having an animal form, will come back as a human form, and that indicating that the prayer done for them, practices done for them, have changed the course of its life, its future.
바도와서 화장이 되어래 신호여래 신호 화장 예매에서 바도 나도 미치다와다 뭐 멋지지로니 시와 아코비야 말이 바도시 바도시에는 다 난기 다다 다 난지게 다 제노여데 나도 난지로 난지게 다 빠지 다 대화여다 로우여다 인디나로 제기서 가서 대 상황다 조제 아니 디카처고 두에 디카르 지금도에 땡 디카처고 민도 아니 칼라는 난지 제기는 콜 칼라 저두에 때 칼라 맞아 오 땅아시다 하셔서 디디티니야 아 연주시로 왔더니 용도야 다야 디디 내가 어떠냐 장기 개화에 라마나 디디 다 소소하고 디디 토임디 방도 디디 개화시 데비 파지 마진 리드는 것 돈 그러기 가서 봐도 아무다 사이시 가지고 놓었지 지홀로는 아디 리드는도 이 파면 이 아마 드시에 예빠 리 제로에 디디 용기 용기에 살아 그러니까 콜지 깨졌어요. 아니 시험하다 드리는 건가 주지. 건가 이제 때. 되게 간도 좀 어디에 때지. 콜지 시에 좀 어여 말에 되게 이제 봐요 말에 되게 내가 어 당을 시작. 근데 그냥 그 간다 사이 엔디 드모 슈트 트러드. 양 슈트. 아 이번 노래.
So about when one is in about this stage, one is filled with great fear, always on edge, very edgy, very fearful all the time. And yet one wouldn't know that one has died, and looking for next rebirth, one wouldn't know one has died. And because it's so quick, as we have told, we have been told before, and it will go to places like back home, and see if the surviving members of the family are willing to talk to him, and if they come at the dinner time, for example, see if their plate is also, if there's a plate for them, and is it filled with their food or not. And when nobody talks, when the plate, they see it is empty, the plate is empty, it's not there. And then they begin to feel that they might have died. As well as they check whether they have shadows or not. Seeing that they have no shadows, that also makes them realize that they have died and so on. Anyway, a Bhagavad being is full of fear, and fear then causes a death again. Sometimes about the being might find it's the place where it's a guru, for example, and spiritual members would be doing puja together. And when they see puja being done, and then in a sense of spirituality awakens in them, dharma instinct crops up in them, and that causes an immediate death. And that changes the karmic course of its future rebirth.
맞아. 아 되게 재수해야겠니? 봐 여와네. 동만이 상당 넘들게 개비를 사네, 개비를 사네, 개비를 받아. 어 되게 여와이나. 다 뒤뒤 재수해야겠니? 봐 여러마도. 되게 맹해지. 라마다. 다 개와 가지진 진주의 뜻을 되게 완전 재수해야 여마래.
So for positive changes to take place by seeing gurus or by people who do the practices, pujas for them, the Bhagavad being in question must have had good predispositions laid on their consciousness through their own practices done in the past. So it's really it's quite important that we condition our mind in virtues, such that we might, our consciousness might be lucky enough to change for the better.
Oh yes, that data is done. Lady, that have had COVID therapy. She lady, do you get you? That any chicken you raw chicken you? Then only so the labor more. And the other, lot of COVID margin there don't be. The look at do you get you guys here? Lobby. Shiraji lava, lobby singing lava, lava, suraji lava, somebody, nyasa lomba, tene, deja nyasa name, chode, and pavare, pavare, jiji, te somebody, and tawege, ya, jiso wata, and jungada, kunjugi, and punji, nyebo, also, le, somare.
The third line of the stanza. When it says, may I hold a treasury of jewels of three higher training, this third line pertains to or refers to the third truth, the truth of path. Anyway, but it is the truth of path. Truth of path is the real jewel of Dharma. Real Dharma, and as always, it is a Dharma that is the actual rescuer, or the rescuing factor, rescuing force. And what is Dharma? Dharma, give examples of Dharma. The examples of truth, a jewel of Dharma, are the three forms of a higher training. Training in higher ethics, training in higher concentration, training in higher wisdom or transcendent wisdom. And so one who has all these, one who has all these three forms of higher training, fully or complete forms of three higher training, is an Arya being or transcendent being. So we need the three higher training to change and rectify past mistake and to carve a better future for one and for the sake of all other beings. So the third line therefore spells out the true path.
Mm-hmm. 러버스는 처진지 러버스에 소울에 가인스는 먼저 대조지 마시나 옌 대조를 마시거리나 야와이다 가와시에이나 시비를 가까 메버리 근데 메이다 대조시에게 지 소울에 처진지 처리하고 무기치 보고 처진지 무기치 보고 처리하고 순바이나 대조시에게 대조시와 이칼은 무기치 보고 처리수는 비땡인데 아니 짐바타마이나 라니 롱시에 채워 또
So as Buddha says, Jinpe Rongshu Tsungi De, through generosity, resources, through ethics, higher rebirth, and of three higher trainings, while all are important, immediately for us, ethics is of a prime importance, because ethics determines that what form of rebirth due to karma would one have before one achieves liberation? So what form of rebirth one would one have immediately in the next lifetime before one achieves sense of security of nirvana and so on. So it is nothing but ethics or morality. And of different forms of morality, at least the ethics of conscious restraint from 10 negative things, fear of body, fear of speech, and fear of mind. And if one abides by the ethics of 10 virtues, then one has chance to come back, and not only come back, and come back with all material amenities, resources needed for a good life, for a good material life, which would be dedicated to pursuing a spiritual life. So it's only if we have ethics can we come back. So without ethics, if we are reborn, then one would be reborn in one of the three lower realms where practice is absolutely impossible. Conscious practice is impossible. Therefore, one wouldn't be able to connect where one had left off, for example, from last life.
Oh yeah. But, 거의 생폭론을 다 진행이 되지, 아니, 고아라 가라 다원통에 대차되지. 난 고아라 가와시 대차되 방식이 되지, 난 람라바스는지. 람라바스는 걸 약고 예배 따지, 아니, 딱 구대형 사회 공부 사와, 자주 문제하고, 사회의 장태는 수축을 해서.
Well, I think I've forgotten. So with ethics, you can achieve different forms of liberation. If one has achieved, good ethics, one would have liberation from the three lower realms in the images. If one has good ethics, one could be free from the desire realm, could be placed in the form and the formless realm. If one has ethics, one could be liberated from entire samsaric world and so on. So, ethics is of prime importance to start with. Anyway, going back to seeing the world as a pleasure, a garden, a pleasure grove or garden of pleasure is the attachment. The attachment makes us see that things otherwise underpinned by suffering as desirable, beautiful, enchanting. And it is that desire which leads to anger, and the desire itself is born from ignorance. And we need to challenge, first of all, desire, and that which severs, that which helps sever desire are the three higher training, as mentioned before. And if one thoroughly engages in the three higher training, then the three higher trainings, the true jewel of Dharma, leads one to the state of a permanent cessation of all suffering and underlying causes. And therefore, the fourth line of the stanza spells out truth of cessation, true cessation, permanent end of all suffering and the causes is achieved. So please go through the four lines and how the four lines reference to the process or reference to the four truths. And the four lines, and please go through these four lines and then reflect on them for some time.